Now it is time for the Rizdahl Marketing Group Adapt or Die Marketing Tip of the Week. As one of Minnesota's oldest ad agencies and a leading new media agency, Rizdahl Marketing Group is in perfect position to harness traditional and social media, public relations, strategic thinking, and award-winning creativity to ensure that their clients make meaningful connections with their customers. Now here are Jennifer Rizdahl and Jim Poole.
Jennifer, what's the biggest difference between online and offline advertising tracking?
Jim, last week we mentioned how important measuring ROI was for your marketing campaigns. That's the biggest difference, measurement. Until the mid-90s, marketing could only be measured through indirect measurement. Whether television, radio, direct mail, newspapers, or outdoor advertising, you can't measure exactly how many people see or engage with these offline media. Yes, you can estimate how many people saw or received this information, but it wasn't until online and digital advertising that you could actually measure a user seeing or interacting with an ad.
Jennifer, what tools can organizations use to track their marketing efforts?
When we're looking at online analytics, there are two ways we look at tracking. Tracking those actions from a marketing campaign to your website, and then tracking those actions once a user has landed on your website. Both of these can be measured by a good analytics package. The key is making sure you are setting the tracking up correctly, measuring consistently, evaluating regularly, and making changes to optimize your campaigns or your website. Although there are many types of analytic tools out there, by far the most common is a free tool provided by Google called Google Analytics. It provides a company the ability to track how visitors use its website, as well as any marketing campaigns that lead to the website.
Are there any things companies should look out for when it comes to tracking and measurement?
To be truly successful in achieving your goals, it is vitally important that your data is accurate. Many hosting companies include free statistics packages, but the data is often inaccurate or too shallow, making it very difficult to gather meaningful information that you can act on. Another common pitfall is inflated traffic. Make sure you are filtering out the traffic from your internal staff to ensure the data you are looking at is actual customer data.
Any final tips?
Never assume that just because your marketing is being done online that tracking has been set up. Tracking and measurement needs to be an intentional part of your online marketing efforts. Ask your advertising sales representatives what they are tracking and how they track it. Ask your web developers or agencies how they are tracking your web visitors, and make sure you have access to the data. Then it is up to you to take the time to look at it and use the data to optimize your marketing campaigns and marketing investments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Rizdahl, they have an ongoing seminar series called Adapt or Die to help businesses understand the new media landscape. To find out more about Rizdahl Marketing Group or to sign up for the Adapt or Die seminar, visit them online at Rizdahl.com or call 651-286-6700. Also, please visit the todaysbusinessradio.com website to listen to podcasts of these Adapt or Die marketing tips.